It's Thursday, January 9th, 2025, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. The Packers Pro Shop reports a data breach on their website. Long-term effects of vaping are the focus of a UW-Madison health study. Deer baiting bans extended after CWD found in a deer in Chippewa County, and lake protection groups look to ban wake boats on most lakes. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. As expected, the State Senate's first floor session on Wednesday approved a measure that would protect Wisconsin's voter ID law through an amendment to the state constitution. Racine Republican Van Wingard authored the language.
I want to state this as clear as I can, and you don't have to like it, but this amendment is here today because I am unwilling to let this basic election integrity measure be overturned by the Wisconsin Supreme Court.
Senators voted along party lines to approve the resolution, which will go before voters in April following expected passage in the Assembly next week. Democrats argued the chamber should have taken up more pressing issues. This is the measure's second pass through the legislature, which is required for any amendment to the Constitution. A data breach is reported for the Green Bay Packers Pro Shop website. Ted Allen has the details.
The NFL team says hackers invading the website's database inserted malicious code that was detected and removed on the day of the attack. The breach may impact customers who used a debit or credit card on the site from late September through most of October. The team says a notification letter has been sent to those possibly affected. They'll have the option of receiving 3 years of complimentary credit monitoring and identity theft protection. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network.
UW-Madison is getting more than $5 million to study the long-term effects of vaping. Sean Maloney has more.
The study is a collaboration between the UW Health Preventative Cardiology Program and the UW Center for Tobacco Research and Intervention. It will examine the long-term effects on heart and lung health caused by vaping. The study team will recruit 400 participants, 21 and older, who have vaped regularly for a year or more and do not currently smoke. Researchers will then check in with participants over the course of the three-year study to monitor their blood vessel, heart, and lung health. Funding for the study comes from the National Institutes of Health. People who complete the study will get up to $675 and individualized test results. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Deer baiting bans extend after a wild white-tail deer in Chippewa County tested positive for chronic wasting disease. The Department of Natural Resources said Wednesday that a one-year-old buck tested positive. It was harvested by a hunter in Chippewa County near the borders with Barron and Dunn counties. As such, Chippewa's deer baiting ban has been renewed for 3 years, and Barron's two-year ban has been renewed as well. Dunn County's current three-year ban remains in effect. The DNR and Chippewa County Deer Advisory Council will host an informational meeting at the Chippewa County Courthouse on February 6 at 6:30 p.m. about CWD and local testing efforts. More information can be found on the DNR's website. Search for CWD or baiting and feeding. More than 60 groups are asking state lawmakers to restrict wake boats on Wisconsin lakes. Raymond Newbert dives into the story.
The Wisconsin State Journal reports the Coalition to Protect Wisconsin Lakes wants the legislature to enact stricter guidelines on wake boats. The large boats create heavy wakes, allowing people to surf behind them. Critics of the boats say they're damaging lake shorelines and harming wildlife. Proponents claim they can be operated safely. The coalition is asking for the boats to be banned on all but the largest Wisconsin lakes. A previous attempt at passing guidelines that was backed by boating groups died in the legislature last session. Raymond Newbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And that's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Thursday.